Hello, Peoria Unified Community. It's an exciting time of year. The weather is certainly warming up, and that means summer is just around the corner. Many exciting activities that have taken place recently, our Pride of Peoria, our volunteer recognition celebration, and recently our recognition of all of our retirees. A fantastic year, and I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate all of our high school seniors. We are just about to graduate 2,500 seniors from our high schools, and that's certainly a tribute not only to their success, but the support that they receive from their teachers and from their parents. Our eighth graders are also finishing up with their final couple of weeks of school as they prepare for that big transition to high school. We know that this is an important time for them and for us, and we're working diligently to make sure that it's a smooth transition and they're ready to meet the challenges of high school. I'd also like to provide you with a couple of updates. You may have heard by now that we have a fifth governing board member. Mr. Eddie Smith joins our board. He's been a longtime resident in our district. His students attend school in our district, and he's a captain for the Glendale Fire Department. So we welcome Eddie, and we look forward to his service on our governing board. Some other developments that I'd like to share with you. At a recent governing board meeting, our board approved four additional signature programs that will begin in our district starting on the upcoming school year. First of all, at Vistancia Elementary School, we'll be embarking upon an accelerated track for students in reading, writing, and math. And this is an opportunity for those students to receive advanced levels of instruction. And we're excited by that opportunity for those students. Additionally, at Zuni Hills, a traditional school within a school is going to be piloted. We're looking forward to providing those students in our community an opportunity to experience traditional school. There are several exceptional traditional school models in the Valley that is being patterned after, and we look forward to the successful implementation of that program. At Sunrise Mountain High School, Mr. Nunez and his staff are working on a university high school experience, and this opportunity will give our students not only a rigorous high school experience, but an advanced opportunity to receive college credits well beyond the junior college level by the time they graduate as 12th graders, and in some cases we believe that they'll be well along their way to receive a bachelor's degree. We're actively working on partnerships with colleges and universities. A Northern Center for Differentiated Learning will start at Apache Elementary School next year, and this will mirror the programming that has been going on very successfully at Copperwood Elementary School. We look forward to that opportunity as well. We are excited to have these additional educational opportunities available to our students and community. For additional information, you can find that on our website. Also, there's a lot of conversation everywhere regarding budget and certainly what's happened in regards to the state budget reductions. We have prepared information that is available on our portal site, and you can find that readily available. One other thing that is noteworthy, recently we have embarked upon the social media arena. We're constantly seeking ways to reach out to our community, and recently we have initiated a PUSD Facebook as well as a Twitter account. So please stay tuned and follow us on those social media sites. I'm continually amazed by the accomplishments of the Peoria Unified School District students and staff. Recently, we have learned that over 774 high school seniors have received scholarship opportunities for post-high school opportunity. Currently, that amounts to over $33 million worth of scholarship award, and that number continues to climb. Congratulations to each of these students and to each of you for making it possible. I'd also like to congratulate our award winners with the recent Pride of Peoria recognition. This is one of our hallmark events. This year was no exception. Wonderful recognition for a fabulous staff. Three in particular, the winners of the prestigious Raymond S. Kellis Awards, I'd like to recognize today. I'd like to recognize Mrs. Rachel McDonald, who received the Leadership and Teaching Award. Mr. David Swernick, who received the Leadership Award for Administration, and Mrs. Terry Navarez for the Leadership Award in Support Staff. Congratulations to each of these, as well as all of this year's Pride of Peoria recipients. In my last podcast, I mentioned that Dr. Heather Cruz was joining us in the Peoria Unified School District as our Deputy Superintendent. She's hit the ground running, has been out to the majority of our campuses, and keep an eye out. She's coming around and visiting, and I'm sure she will take opportunity to try to meet each of you as the upcoming months pass. As you can tell, we continue to have many things going on across the district, and as you watch this, you'll have opportunity to think towards the summer. We wish all of you a safe and fun-filled summer. I'd certainly also like to express my personal appreciation to all the teachers. We recently had Teacher Appreciation Week. We've had support staff appreciation conversations and celebrations. In addition to that, we've had principal and administration recognitions. I personally thank all of you for the work that you do each and every day to help our students meet with success, not only while they're here, but after they leave us. I won't have an opportunity to address you before the end of the school year. Have a wonderful summer, and thanks for all you do.